this. We're joined on the line by Arthur Goldstock from Worldwide Works.
Arthur, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
So the country has been gripped, I don't know if I'm using the correct terminology. The country has certainly been interested in this video. But I think and for whatever one's moral or political stance may be on it, there is of course a legal issue at the heart of this, which is that according to the minister, this video has been taken from he was hacked, and this video has now found itself into the public domain. So in terms of that, to start with, what legal standpoint, what legal redress does he have?
Well, for one thing, whoever accessed the material was unlawfully accessing his communication. So there's one of several ways it could have happened. One is that it could have been intercepted, which is highly illegal. In fact, there's a massive fine for that if one is a member of a police body that is monitoring illegally someone else's communication. The RICA Act makes very stern provisions against that. So to actually access or intercept communication, you need a court order based on a valid reason for believing that a criminal act may have been committed. So clearly, had it been intercepted, that would have been the first point of illegality. My suspicion is that it wasn't intercepted in transit. In other words, someone didn't listen in illegally, but it was probably copied from the phone in one of two ways. Either someone picked up the phone who wasn't supposed to and went through it, found the material and copied it across or sent it elsewhere. The other way is that the minister himself possibly sent it to someone, possibly his wife, and by mistake sent it to somebody else. So that's the most common way in which this kind of content gets disseminated, when it's something personal that is not meant to go public. Usually it happens when someone by mistake sends it to the wrong person or posts it on social media accidentally. So that's another way it could have happened. I don't know the exact facts, but based on his claims of what happened, the most likely is that the phone wasn't password protected and someone picked it up and accessed the content. And that in itself is illegal on several counts. So if it wasn't based on a mistake that he made, then an illegal act was definitely committed in lifting it off his phone.
So once, when he talks of his phone being hacked, would that, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking of, of people, who have far more intellectual and technological intelligence than I do, sort of going into a code and going in and dragging this information off. But it could just be something as simple as he didn't have a code on his phone. And that's what he's talking about by hacked.
Yes, I suspect he didn't have a PIN code or protection on his phone. And you really shouldn't engage in unprotected creation of sexual content on your phone. Definitely, you know, regardless of the morality of it, that's not really for us to judge.
No, of course.
In the first place, one should never create content on a phone that you don't want to anyone ever to see, because that kind of content has a way of getting out there. But in the second place, if you are going to do that, make sure your phone is protected with not just a PIN number and a passcode, but also with things like fingerprint recognition, which most high-end phones have these days. Certainly by 2017, I think, when this happened, most decent phones had fingerprint protection. And there are various other forms of protection as well that you can put on the phone, aside from putting it in a condom. But what I would say is that when people say that their phone or their account has been hacked, they don't really understand the meaning of the word hacked, because hacking is exactly what you were saying, someone using code or sophisticated equipment to break into an account usually remotely. And to do that, you need a fair bit of expertise. You often need some specialist equipment, if it's cell phones that you're trying to intercept the communication of. And usually you need direct access to the device itself. Mm. But most people think that when their account is compromised, it's been hacked. There's a big difference between compromising an account to a phone and it being hacked into.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's one other element also. Usually for someone's phone to be hacked into, they have to be specifically targeted. And they're going to be targeted using fairly sophisticated equipment. There are ways to intercept communication on Wi-Fi networks. If they're Wi-Fi networks that don't have decent security and your communication isn't encrypted, so you're not using WhatsApp, for example, or Telegram, which are encrypted forms of communication, then it is possible via a Wi-Fi network for your transmission to be intercepted. Again, that falls under the same category of illegality that's covered by RICA. So if someone's caught doing that, is massive penalties to be faced for it. The fines are far more severe probably than the potential jail sentence even.
I wanted to ask you about the sharing and posting of this video, because it's one thing if we're saying that perhaps this was stolen from his phone or his device, or it was accessed illegally, but it's out there now. And for those people who have reshared, and there seem to be thousands of them on social media today, who have shared and posted this video, is there any, what does the law say about those people?
I think it's quite despicable for people to share that kind of content, but from a legal point of view, there's nothing preventing them from doing it. The social networks themselves have what they call community standards, which actually bars that kind of content, and usually it's removed quite quickly. But from a legal point of view, all they're really doing is sharing adult content, and there's no law against that. There's certainly a law against exposing that kind of content to minors, but that has to be proven. So the simple or mere sharing of that content is not against the law.
Sure. Well, I don't imagine that that's a great deal of solace to the minister this evening.
No,
but interesting nonetheless. I'm reminded of Emma Sadlier's book, "Don't Film Yourself Having Sex."
Absolutely.
At this point,
that title sums it up perfectly.
Yeah, it really does. Arthur, it's been great to have you on. Thanks so much for clearing that up for us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.